Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Pull up a chair, grab a pint or two. We're talking real estate. It's Rebrew. From Tampa's breweries to deals on the rise, Melvin and KJ will help you maximize. It's Rebrew time. Let's raise a glass to Hobbs, Holmes, and making moves that last. With Milestone Title, we're here for you. Welcome to the show. It's Rebrew. It's Rebrew.
Okay, welcome back to another episode of the Rebrew podcast. I am KJ Workman with Milestone Title. I'm here with my co-host, Melvin.
Hola.
Melvin's going to try to speak the most Spanish today.
We are going to tap into the Puerto Rican side.
You're going to do it, because today our main guest is Roberto Rodriguez, and he is with EXP, and he's going to talk about his team structure that he has going on, because he does real estate a little bit differently than just your regular residential, and it's a great opportunity for any of our Spanish-speaking agents here or really anywhere, because EXP is a worldwide organization. So if you're listening to this in, gosh, I don't know, the Dominican,
yeah.
which is where Roberto is from, you could definitely tap into what he and his team are doing. But I'm going to allow him to introduce himself and talk a little bit about his background of real estate. And then we'll get into these investment type opportunities that he works with on EXP on C5, which is the name of his team. So, Roberto.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me over here. I'm thrilled to be here, guys. Mm-hmm. Con ustedes.
Right. Well, I'm learning a lot today. I was just in the Dominican Republic too. I went to Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic. So,
he said, how are you guys doing?
Yeah, translate.
Muy
so
bien.
I've been doing real estate for 19 years now. And for the past couple years, you know, a friend of mine invited me over to see this new market in Miami and for investors in Latin America. So when I learned that, you know, 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, probably, you know, I was giving her all the excuses not to go to listen to her, because I'm all those guys that I like to be stable.
Not
many changes.
And, well, he was with Keller Williams.
And I was with Keller Williams.
Okay. At this time.
And when she started approaching me to come over and see this, I said, I gave her all kind of excuses.
Right, right.
I
don't need that. I'm so
comfortable.
Busy.
It's working.
And you were pretty busy.
I was kind of producing around $300,000. You know.
Yeah, and GCI. So he was doing well, I promise you.
Pretty busy, you know, kind of.
right.
Not busy
compared
enough.
Compared with who?
Yeah.
Busy compared with who? Or making good compared with who or who we what.
Right.
Yeah.
So, well, long story short, when I went there, she finally paid. They make a conference and every 3 months, and she paid for my VIP ticket, $900, for me to come over.
That was very nice.
Yes. So when I went there, I said, what is this? What I have been doing?
Like, what am I doing?
What I have been doing for 19 years, and I didn't know this.
Right.
So long story short, I joined their team. You know, and we have a platform for coaching how to learn how to do this. It is selling Miami pre-construction condos to investors in Latin America, all the countries.
Wow.
In Latin America.
Well, so what I like about this, and you explained it to me before, and you can feel free to speak Spanish at this part to talk to those who might be interested, but the reason that there's these Latin American buyers is because their economies are a little unstable, and the people who have money are at risk of losing their money based off of wherever they are and what's going on. So they're trying to invest their money wisely into an American, like, producing investment opportunity. And so you're connecting these people with money with a project that makes them money. And then also, you know, everybody makes money. All ships rise.
Like absolutely. And that's the beautiful part of what you just mentioned. You know, you're dealing with these millionaires from Latin America,
right?
Which are the easiest one to sell. You don't have to sell.
Right.
They have the needs, right? To protect their family money, el patrimonio de ellos, right?
Yeah.
How you say in English, el patrimonio?
The patriarchy?
No, their money, their wealth.
Yeah, yeah.
Their wealth to protect
their
wealth.
I was way off.
You know, to protect their wealth.
Oh, is that the word in Spanish? Right. Say it again.
Yeah. Patrimonio.
Oh, I'm going to write that one down.
So their wealth, they want to protect it.
Okay.
Oh, when you break it down, it makes sense. Patria, that's like protect money, money.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
We're thinking like patriot.
He said no. Okay.
That's crazy. So, I never even thought about that. So they have all that money, but it could be affected by their economy. It's like
economy, politics, a lot of governments with left, you know, things like they don't allow them to take the money out.
Or also get stuck.
They get stuck. They get stuck with
their
money.
It's like our 401k.
Right.
Yeah.
I got $100,000 I'll never see.
What? You can't get it out without being taxed out. Right.
There you go.
That's what's happening.
A lot of risk they have. So when they found you through the social media campaigns that you put on those countries, right, they say, hey, I want.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I want that.
Okay.
So your first conversation with them is like about 8 minutes to pre-qualify them. Usually here, we spend like an hour, 45 minutes for a first-time home buyer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
On the phone, trying to explain everything.
Right, the whole process. But you're not doing that.
No. 8 minutes, first conversation. Right. And you learn in our platform, on our team, we have a platform, a coaching.
Okay.
That any agent can do that.
That's cool.
So it is this kind of the same effort and time and money invest to create leads for a local market where you make 3%, 2%,
right?
Commission. $300,000 home, $400,000 home, right? Then to prospect to that market in Latin America for millions of dollars of property.
Right.
I mean, and I've been thrilled to learn, let's say, you know, because I'm kind of new to this, years into this, you know, that they buy you millions of dollars condos, just condo, not a house on the water, just a condo.
Right.
And they pay the money because they have a need.
They have the pain.
To protect their
money. So they're staying in Latin America. They're just investing in the U.S. So they're making money from those investments. And then they just have someone that manages that condo and cleans and does all that?
Correct. We have the whole team.
Smart, right?
In my team, I have the whole structure to help any client. So we have the properties, all the properties in Miami that range from $500,000-$600,000 to $90 million condo. Right?
Did you say 90 million?
Oh, especially if you're. I did all the research because, you know, I cruise a lot, so we go out of Miami all the time. So I was just in Miami Saturday when I got back, and I looked up Fisher Island.
Oh, Fisher Island, yeah.
I mean, Star Island's cool, but Fisher Island. Have you heard of Fisher Island?
I have not.
It's one of the most expensive zip codes in the United States, and you can only get there by ferry, and it's right at the cruise port. To the left, there's Star Island where all the, you know, stars live. And then there's Fisher Island. And it's condos. It's like its own city just in the middle of the ocean right there in Miami.
Definitely going to be looking that up.
It's wild.
So are these condos there or are they more like downtown Miami?
Downtown Miami.
They're downtown and all the new stuff that's coming up.
Brickell, downtown Miami, Brickell, you know, the beach, Sunny Isles, which is the big
Sunny Isles, yep.
Sunny Isles, they call it the billionaire beach.
Yep.
Because only billionaires live there.
Brickell's up and coming. Wynwood is gorgeous now. Like Wynwood. Everything. Wynwood's a lot of fun.
Who knew? You knew so much about Miami.
Because I like to eat.
There you go.
So every time we get off the cruise ship, or sometimes we'll go a day early, and we'll just like wander
to find coffee shop. Is that where you were doing the other
day with the sky? Yeah, I went to the coffee shop that sat on an airplane. Yep. An airplane.
And the beauty of that for the investors is that since Miami visitors, you know, tourism are like $100 million people a year, let's say, you know, to come to Miami. Because yep. Miami never stops.
No, yeah. Never.
It's like Vegas.
It's like Vegas.
It's such an international hub,
and it's
too.
And so high-end tourism. It's very expensive.
Yep.
You know, so those condos produce this money to sustain themselves. So once they pay the down payment, let's say, the 20, 30% down, right, they don't have to, every month they don't have to pay their mortgage because
it's covered.
It's covered by what it produces. Some condos, like I'm selling one now on the 16th. I have an appointment from a guy from Bolivia who's coming because he didn't want to do a Zoom. Mm. And we didn't talk about that yet, but we're going to talk about that for the agents, right?
Yeah, for you guys. So,
yeah.
So he's coming on the 16th because he didn't want to do a Zoom, right? And this guy is going to buy a condo like a $6-7 million, right, in Sunny Isles.
Nice.
And that produce around $30,000 in rent. $30,000 to $35,000. He will be able to rent it out for $30,000 to $35,000.
A month?
A month.
Oh my gosh.
That's his profit? Or that's what he'll
he will rent it for.
Okay.
$35,000 month.
And he's buying it for how many million?
Around $6 million it's gonna cost. So that's the least expensive one is 5.8. So I'm assuming that he's going to buy one of those because right. he said, I want to live there 3 months, and then I will rent it out for the rest of the
year. So that's a question I was going to ask. Is that something you're up against with a lot of these condos is you can't like immediately Airbnb or you can't immediately rent it out? There's a time frame for some of them?
Yes. You can use it for Airbnb. So some condos, like a luxury ones like this one,
yep.
like the Bentley Residences Tower.
Oh, so pretty. That tower is like pretty. Is that the one that looks like the alien? There's that one tower that looks like it's from Men in Black.
Like a diamond.
Oh, okay, okay,
it
okay.
like a diamond, that one?
Yeah. That's the one that has the parking garage.
Oh, yes.
Next to the unit.
That's right.
The robotic. Every apartment.
Go up and.
Oh, my God. Can we do a field trip and we can go look at
Yes, let's do it on the 16.
Yeah.
Let's do it on the 16. Let's film.
Go to Miami.
Yes.
Why not?
So it has a robotic elevator. Each apartment comes with 4 cars inside. And you can, wow. I mean, you can park your cars inside your apartment, right?
Because I have 4 cars.
This is the one that I was talking about that me and Peter are obsessed with. It looks like Men in Black.
It does.
It's right there downtown Miami. But like the bottom of it looks like Men in Black.
Yes, yes.
Well, such a gorgeous building. Look at the one for the Bentley. It's like the Bentley.
The Bentley is like a, yeah, Bentley residence. It's like the car.
Yeah. Wow. Well, that makes sense.
Porsche has one too.
And sometimes... We can get a beautiful, see how we here get a basket or something, like a gift for the buyer when we close?
Yeah.
Right?
What do they get?
Oh, my gosh, that's
what
beautiful.
They get depends. The expensive one, we can give them as a gift, like a Bentley.
No,
like
stop.
A car. $400,000.
Look at Bentley. The way.
That's their closing
Thank
gift.
You for closing with us.
A Here's diamond.
A Bentley. Is that it?
Like, it's literally, like, diamond-plated.
Correct.
Like,
correct.
Oh, my. Yes, here. Show the.
I haven't seen
You have
that.
A privacy that's, screen.
I'm going to work on my editing skills, so I'll pop it up on the screen for you guys.
It'll be right here.
So,
right
so
here.
One of them is here that bought one okay. from me.
Whoa.
You know, we gave him a Bentley, $400,000.
Oh, you weren't joking. I thought that was a
no,
joke.
No, it's
so this is still, this so
that's
is fairly
that's
new.
That's a major gift.
Did you hear that?
Yes. So, and those are the kind of perks.
And here I was, I was shocked when I was in Jacksonville with our Jacksonville team because the builders there are giving away golf carts because it's a golf cart community. There so you like go. You get a golf cart when you buy a house, awesome. But like here's a Bentley.
Here's a Bentley.
Bentley, $400,000.
Oh. Wow. Dios mío.
Dios wow. mío. So and this is and the beauty of this is like I said for the agents you know that want to join they speak Spanish because 99% of the mm-hmm. clients are in Latin America. The beauty of this for us as an agent, we don't have to be chasing listings.
Right.
We don't have to be driving around at all with anybody.
They know what they want. They're just coming they to the person that can get it.
And that's look crazy. At this. We do it through Zoom. They don't even come.
That's crazy.
I would say probably more than 95% or more clients are over there. They don't even come. The first one I sold, like a $1.5 million when I start, you know, he told me from Mexico, he told me, Roberto, make sure that what you're telling me that the condo will produce, that I don't have to send any money over there.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm probably not going to even go for the closing.
Right.
I'm probably never going to see that condo.
Oh, wow.
And it was a $1.5 million purchase.
Wow.
And he told me, no.
That's where he's putting his money.
I'm not going to go there. So make sure all I care is that I produce the money and protect my money.
Yeah.
That's it.
You know, now, are the condos financing that stuff for them? Are they paying cash? A little bit of both?
That one, yeah, they can do both. Okay. That one, pay cash for it, you know. But the majority of them as an investment.
Right, right.
So, and that's another.
So they hold on to their money.
That's a great question.
They hold on to their money.
The majority of them doing it for investments, right?
Yep.
So when you get a client with $1.5 million, $1 million client, mm-hmm. right, with $1 million available to buy, so you can put them through foreign national loans.
Yep, yep.
With 30, 40% down.
Okay.
And they can buy four.
Four properties.
Four properties with the same million. So in Latin America, they not, and look at you as an agent, how much you make.
Right.
Instead of making a commission for $1 million, right?
Right.
One property, you make commission for four properties.
Oh, wow.
Right.
See, that's new. I haven't heard that one yet.
Wow.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Because you educate them. You learn through our coaching, which is completely free
for
whoever join our team.
I love that part about your team.
It's completely free.
His schedule, like, I think every day.
So you kind of coach, I mean, not only you're coaching the agents, I mean, you're coaching the buyers into what's available to them, because they may know what they want, but they don't know, oh, you can get four.
Yes.
So you're like, listen, you could, why don't you take advantage of mm-hmm. the opportunity? You're already doing it anyway. You exactly. already have the money, you know, like, just don't put all of your money into one.
Right.
Use the minimum and do four and have four streams of income and hold on to most of your money.
And equity.
Four properties.
Gaining equity.
The math is mathing.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
The math is mathing.
Well, so when you educate your clients.
Exactly.
Right.
Because they don't know that they can do that.
They don't know that. They don't know. And I don't think Americans even know that other people can do this. Like, right, I don't think the majority of the people. What I like about C5 is that, let's say this is something you're interested in doing. This is C5. It's a team under EXP, right? So if you're familiar with the way the structures work on those cloud-based brokerages, mm-hmm. he has access to all of the training that that team puts together. And he does training, I think, every day,
right?
9 to 10 right. or 8 to 9.
8 to 9.
8 to 9.
Every single day, 8 to 9.
And they train you how to speak to the Latin American audience. And you can target specifically the people that you want to talk to.
Perfect.
And then they train you how to market to them, their campaigns that they send out through social media. You do parties, right? You have like events that you put down. Where was the last one that you had in Mexico?
Oh, yeah. That's a great one. Yes.
What?
We do,
yeah.
We do trips. And we put like a real estate fair.
Okay.
So these developers, when we organize a trip to go to Colombia, let's say, right? So we organize a trip. So we invite some developers.
Mm-hmm.
Depends on the price range that you want to sell. And then they come with you to Colombia. And you put a show there. You put a real estate show. Right, you told them, you explained it.
Real estate roadshow.
Yes, Miami, whatever, you know,
wow.
you name it. But then you show them why Miami. So you do a couple days presentations, you know, and you invite. And we have a process
mm-hmm.
to do that. You know, like we start putting, when we have a trip, we put a campaign especially for that.
You target. You target
for that okay. show.
Yeah.
So like, listen, they're doing it in Colombia. They're going to target the Colombians to say, "Come learn about Miami, the Bentley residence, or whatever."
Right.
And then they show up, right?
They buy a ticket. Don't show up. Yes.
They buy a ticket.
You have to give them a ticket, right?
Mm-hmm.
But for them, when they respond to the campaign, then you pre-qualify them.
Ah.
Because if they don't have the money,
Right.
Then don't come.
Buy. Why do you want well, them don't to waste give your you a time. Ticket to come?
Yeah.
You know? Right.
So only so you set your limits. Like say, okay, if I know that I want to sell 1 million up, and I know that they need 300,000 to start. So don't give a ticket to anybody that doesn't have the $300,000.
Right. Yeah. Because or can't liquidate enough.
And how do you verify that?
Well, we learn through the coaching.
Okay.
Specific questions to ask. You know, and then we ask also for the proof of funds.
Okay, perfect.
Before we
isn't
give
that
them.
Just like
makes sense?
So freaking
yeah,
no, smart,
makes complete sense.
And it's easy. So I mean, it's easy.
Because if you don't have the money, you're not. You know, you're that's when you're sketchy.
Right.
You know, the people with the money are like, yeah, I had it here.
Yeah, I need to do something with it. I need to come.
Yeah,
home.
And they get it. They
it's
get
easy
it
for them.
I mean, it's always the people without the money that do the most. And I know this because I'm not to that level buying, you know, $1 million condos, but I've bought 45 cars in my life.
Okay.
And he's only 36.
Yeah. And wow. I've dealt with that all the time too. And I've dealt with it on the other side where they're like, oh, you're 18, dude. Like, what are you doing? I'm like, no, I'm buying this car cash.
Right.
You know, I've spent an hour one time just on purpose over an hour at a dealership when I was 18 years old. I had $30,000 in cash that I was putting down on my dream car.
Wow.
And an hour walking through the lot, nobody even said hi to me because I was so young, you know. But as soon as the first person walked up, goes, has anybody helped you? I was like, nobody's even spoken to me. He's like, well, I'm so sorry. What is it that you need? I was like, I have $30,000 to put down on that car. Like, they didn't even have to negotiate. I was like the Latin American buyer. I was like, you don't have to show me the car. You don't have to tell me what it does. This is the one.
Right.
This is the color. This is what I want. But I needed the person that was willing to work with me to give me what I want. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. And it was crazy because the guy walked up and literally got a deal just by saying hello.
Right.
And it's just crazy to me that a lot of people just play games with the money side.
Yeah.
But that makes complete sense.
But it's smart because you're not wasting time. Like regular residential real estate, I mean, you could be working with buyers. I mean, sure, they could be pre-qualified. But again, you're dealing with like 300 to 500 most of the time. Like that's our average price point that we're dealing with. Right. These are million-dollar properties. You don't need to sell 50 of them. You need to sell two.
Well, not to mention like—
two or three a year.
Two or three
And you make your year.
Right.
If you want to. I mean—
if you want to. But I feel like you get the bug. You're like,
the sky's the limit.
Right. Here. Once you get the hang of it,
once you learn how to do it, you're going to say the same that I said. What I have been doing for this many years.
Right.
For 1 year, for 2 years, for 3 years, for 10 years, you know, agents.
Going crazy, trying to figure out this and market to that. And, you know, and right now what we're seeing a lot of is like the people, because I do a lot of social media and we see a lot of agents that are struggling for business and they're out there like doing hours and hours and hours and hours of video recording. And it's like, well, maybe for you, that's not the route to go. Maybe you just need some coaching and the right team to show you how to tap into something you didn't know about.
That's the thing. Especially
if like video is not your thing and you're not about to just sit there and like, you know, make fun of houses all day. Like it's not for everyone.
Oh, you
maybe
gotta
dive
in.
If you're a salesperson, like some people I know, some realtors I know, like they're not going to be great on social, but damn, they're a hell of a salesperson. Like they could sell you their, you know, the shirt that they're wearing.
Well, once
you know?
They get somebody that's willing to talk with them, they can close the deal. Like they have
need the knowledge and the support to be able to do that. And I think on top of that knowledge and support, the proof that it works is huge. Because a lot of people are out, a lot of agencies are out there, a lot of real estate companies are out there preaching this stuff, but they don't have the background to show it works. Here is how I did it. And this is how much I made. Like, you have to see the proof. And I'm a proof person. You can't tell me something works without showing me the paperwork.
So was he. And that's why he was so scared to move from Keller Williams to this new group. Because he's like, it can't be that easy.
It cannot be that easy. Too good to be true.
Right.
All that. You know, all that, those objections or fears, right, that we have.
Yeah. And now you're seeing, now that you're bringing on new people, you're seeing they're also scared.
They're
like,
also scared. And they, once they learn how to do it, within 3 months, they start selling.
Oh, my God. And not to mention, like, once if you take care of you take care of your clients so good. I mean, these wealthy individuals have wealthy friends. They surround themselves with like-minded individuals. You treat them right and show them how to make all this money, they're going to tell their friend. And you probably get a ton of referral business.
Right, absolutely. And look at this. Once, as an agent, you learn, you go through the coaching, and you learn you know, how to do it properly.
Right, right.
How to reach this audience or this market. Once you learn it, and once you learn the market, you choose your product.
Right.
And you choose your market. So we have, like I said at the beginning, since $500,000-$600,000 up to $90 million. But you know what? It is the same effort.
Right.
It is the same investment to prospect to a $10, $15, $20 million audience.
Right.
Than to prospect to a $500 million audience.
Crazy.
The same.
Yeah.
The same amount of effort.
It's the same. You just are doing it with a different product.
So, exactly. So when you learn it, you know, you choose your product that you want to sell, how much you want to make, right? And you choose your audience. Like, for instance, when I learn all this, I say, okay, I don't want to deal with $300,000 anymore.
Right? Right.
So let me go, let me go with Bentley, right?
Yeah.
So Bentley, the least expensive one is 5.8. Right. Until 23 millions, you know. So I say that's the product that I want, because it's going to take me the same effort and investment to reach those people than reach the one for 500,000.
But I think the key is you hyper focus on a product. Right. I think a lot of people's issue is like, and I know I'm very shiny object syndrome, like, I'll chase after a bunch of things and get nothing done. And I think a lot of people in real estate right now are doing the same thing. They're trying to be a listing agent and a buyer's agent and a consultant and a this and a that and a social media expert and an influencer.
Yes.
But, you know, and with your strategy and coaching, it's like, you know, okay, do you want to sell the Bentley building or do you want to sell the Porsche building? Yes. We're not going to try to sell all of them because you have to be really, you have to know your product.
Exactly.
Well, and so you have to know your product well.
His campaigns go after a specific product. But what happens is, okay, so the campaigns go out in Colombia. He gets a lead that says someone's interested, right? They come in, they set up the call, the Zoom call. In that call, he pre-qualifies them. If they're not qualified for the Bentley, he knows of 10 other ones.
Yeah, we're not going to the other ones.
No, no. Right, well, no. He knows that there's other ones lower.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And he'll just say, okay, so I'm going to set up another call with an Orlando. Stuck.
Right.
I'm having a hard time with this today.
Wires.
And the Orlando one, which I think will work with your budget, and he's still making the sale.
Exactly.
And it's still multiple millions.
So you know the products, all the products out there, you know them, but you only get like a 2 or 3 projects that you want to focus on, right? But what is the worst that has been happening to me in my experience doing this?
Right.
Like, sometimes I know that Bentley is 5.8, the least expensive, but sometimes I get a lead that say, oh, no, I don't get there, but give me at least 2 bedroom, 2 bath, no more than 3 million.
You're all like, right. Okay, I
have something for that.
I have something for that.
Yeah.
I have the product for you. You know?
Yeah.
So, absolutely. So, are you...
And probably amenities. You know, I look at the way I book things and vacation. And I'm a big amenities-driven person. Like, I'm, you know, 5.8 million is great, but, like, does it have a gym? Does it have a this? Does it have
better.
A that? Does it have a sauna? You know, like, that's the questions I'd be asking.
Like, this Bentley has even a pool. Every apartment comes with a private pool.
Shut up. How do you do that?
Yeah,
I need to look this up.
Every single condo.
There's one
so
in Tampa that's like that, too.
So you get a pool and you can park your car in the living room?
The Ritz does that in Tampa.
Yes.
Every apartment has its own pool on the balcony.
Yes.
Please
it's
like
insane.
And subscribe so we can all buy one. Thank
right.
you.
We would all like to buy one.
We would all like a Bentley house.
Please, GoFundMe link.
And that's easy for us as an agent, you know, to deal with those kind of consumers, let's say, or clients, than the local market, like on the $200,000-$300,000 local market.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, so you can even still do that while you're doing that.
Correct.
Because you have a whole team.
Because, yes, exactly. You do that. When you create your team, yes, you do that too.
So you have somebody for everything, really.
Yeah, you have for everything. Local market, that's going to keep you the cash flow.
Yeah.
You know, but let's say if you sell 1 or 2 of this, you made your year. The rest is... extra.
And then you can help other people, right? You can help bring other agents up if that's something that you like to do and you want to build a community where everyone, you know, all ships are rising. Definitely. You have the
training. My passion right now is to try to reach as many Spanish-speaking agents as possible. you know, that they out there struggling like I was, like say, you know, because I thought I was busy and doing great.
Right, right.
But you were very busy.
Yes, I was. Yes. But that's what I thought.
Yeah. Yeah, you thought, this is what I have to do to make money, but now you learned a new way.
And I thought that I was making, great.
Right.
I'm busy.
Like, you just got to be willing to, like, you got to be willing to make the change. Yeah. You got to be willing to take that risk.
Right.
But you have to take it with the right people.
Right.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of people out there preaching stuff like this, you know, but, like, they have nothing to show for it. And, you know, and I hate that this happens so much. We deal with it a lot. People jump ship because they're sold the dream, and then they get there, and it's like, you know what it reminds me of? It's like these situations where people are getting married, right? Like, for whatever reason, everything is perfect until the day they get married. And once they're locked in, it's like, who the hell are you? Where'd you come from?
Gosh.
You know what I mean?
What did I do?
And that happens a lot, more often than you would expect, because it's like a mentality thing. As soon as they lock you down, you know, and it happens in a lot of these places, like, you're going to do this, we're going to do that, we're going to train you, we're going to give you leads, we're going to do this, we're going to do all. And then you get there and you're like, wait, so like the person training me is also the same person that sold me this dream? And like, you don't have like people coming? What do you mean?
Right.
And then they're like, what am I doing? You know, and some of them sign contracts where they're stuck and they can't leave. And, you know, you got to find the right people. I had a question earlier that I forgot to ask. Along the lines of like the Latin America buyers, you know, let's say international buyers in general, do you find, like, I don't even know how to question this, but I know, like, for us in the US, let's say 401k, for example, there's certain ways I can pull out money without penalty, right? So I can, if it's a hardship, if it's buying a house, like, they'll let me pull money. Do they have the same things that happen overseas where, like, you know, if you're investing in real estate, it's okay to pull out your money, but, like, is that why people are doing it? Or,
I think that's per country. Every country has like different rules, and like also where the money is kept, I think will also determine how they can get it out.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Well, yeah, kind of. I mean, it's not difficult. And the crazy thing here is that it's easier to finance a foreign national buyer than a local buyer.
Interesting.
That's crazy.
Way easier, little.
You're like schooling us today.
I mean,
like,
I know, and
it is ridiculous.
I've done mortgages
The only thing that they request, because they're not citizens here, right?
Right, right.
Some of them don't even have visas.
So they're probably not even the same rules. There's probably not all those regulations and all that.
Not all these regulations that apply. Look at this.
That makes sense.
Just basically, their accountant just need to write a letter saying how much they make a year.
Right, like some kind of certified letter, yeah.
Certified letter saying how much they make a year. Doesn't matter
like
if
stated
it's
income.
Not. Yeah.
Write like it on a napkin. This is how much I can pay.
And then
it's a Bentley napkin.
And then they basically will consider the property as the collateral, obviously. But if the property produces more money than what it's going to spend, like in mortgages and all that stuff, you know, the loan is secure.
Oh, wow.
So it's basically very...
And
the money
based on the project,
be,
not on the person. That's
right,
crazy.
Right. Yeah. And the money have to be in the bank at least for 60 days. That's it.
That makes sense.
That makes sense.
Seasoned for 60 days.
That's it. Crazy.
So you're like, hey, put the money in there and let it sit for 60 days and then call me back.
Right.
And in our team, because it's a process to educate the clients and all that stuff, you know, to... Because a lot of them don't know what they're doing.
Right, right.
Or they want to do it because they have the need.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the political, the economic in their countries and all that. They want to do it, but they don't know how. So you learn how to educate them. And behind us, we have a complete team. Like, we have accountants in our team that we will set up a Zoom meeting with them. You know, because we're not an accountant. We can tell them stuff, but... An accountant is a licensed accountant that will meet. That's on your team.
That's awesome.
On my team, I have a setup of accountant, you know, that will provide the education they need according to what they want to do. They want to buy just one or they want to buy five. They want to keep buying. So they're going to set up different companies for the client. Depends on the goal of the client, right? We have attorneys. So it's a complete...
It's a whole circle.
We have attorneys.
Well, you're building trust with the client.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're building trust. And you have the team behind you for that. So we have, in my team, we have the attorneys that not only they will learn how to, because you're going to educate them on the process,
right.
We professionals, right? Not you, we professionals. Mm-hmm. But we have attorneys that are going to show them and educate them how to protect their wealth here. They don't know about any law here.
Right.
Right.
They just have the money to invest it, but they don't know how to protect it.
I feel so, like Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman. She's like, I have money.
Right?
Money. Like, don't you want to work with me? You remember that scene?
No one
wants to work with her. And then she's like, I have money. But
so we educate him.
Yeah.
Okay. We educate him and say, hey, isn't with me. It's not only that you make an investment and I'm going to disappear. No, we want a relationship because the referrals.
Right.
Yep.
So, but not many people have the structure that we have, right?
Not that I've seen.
No. To protect their clients, you know, and educate their clients with professionals. So sometimes they ask you for, I want to come and live in the United States. Sure. But I want to be legal. Absolutely. We can put them on a project that with $800,000 investment, they can get their U.S. residency. For them and their
family. Oh, I bet that's a huge thing
and
right
their
now.
Family. So that's another niche.
Oh, my gosh.
That we have on this.
That's crazy.
Okay, say that again in Spanish.
Okay.
So that we can have that clip for you.
So otro nicho que tenemos es que muchos de los clientes piden, hey, yo quiero venir a vivir legalmente a los Estados Unidos con mi familia porque la situación política de mi país está muy difícil y me quiero ir de aquí con toda mi fortuna. So, ¿me puedes ayudar? Como sí, te podemos ayudar. Podemos darte una residencia para ti, para tu familia, tu esposa y tus hijos menores de 21 años. Te damos tu residencia con una inversión de $800,000. Y tenemos los proyectos. And we have all the projects that are already approved.
So just,
by immigration.
Just plug and play.
You see why I want to learn Spanish so I can sell these condos?
Oh. Yes, this is...
You better dial it up, girl. I'm going to learn with you.
This is what I wanted to...
Duolingo.
Show my co-agents, the agents, hey, come. It's not difficult to do this. And like I said, these people, when you talk to them, maybe people will be intimidated. Maybe agents will be intimidated to talk to a multimillionaire guy, whatever.
Yep.
You know? You learn how to get over it.
You learn.
In
the
coaching,
God,
how to get over
crazy.
It. And they are the most simple people.
Right. It's a business transaction. Oh.
Most simple people that you can talk to. Sometimes they say, okay, what is your budget? When you get to the budget question, I have one recently. I want a condo, but what is your budget, right? Not over 20 million.
Not over.
But
I need a 5-bedroom, 5-bath every.
I can imagine sometimes. I can imagine it sometimes being a little too easy with people with that type of money because they're just like, yeah, whatever. But I feel like, you know, you can tell me if I'm wrong, but I feel like with the coaching, you have to learn how to pick up on that.
Yeah.
And be able to push back and be like, I know you're good, but like this isn't going to fit you because you told me in our conversation you have your kids coming and like this building doesn't really have a lot for the children, you know, but, you know, I feel like I've seen that a lot with people that even I've met, like in really wealthy people. They're just like, yeah, whatever. And I'm like, did you even look? Oh, no, it's fine. But like that's not what you wanted. You said you wanted to do this. Well, yeah, I know he said he could, and like you didn't even research it.
Well,
so sometimes you probably have to coach them and like, hey, listen.
That's a great point.
This might not fit.
In the coaching, you learn because we focus. Look, this is the beauty thing. Also, you see how we are here a lot. The mentality is to sell.
Yep.
No. We focus 60% on the person.
Mm-hmm.
With that point that you just made, you know. 20% on the finding the problem, the why. We go 5 levels deep on the why. That's in 8 minutes all.
So that way you
all of that in 8 minutes.
And they train you how to do this.
And they train you how to do this in Spanish. Yeah.
In Spanish.
So you go 5 levels deep on the why because your focus is not sell.
Right.
Your focus is to help the client.
Yeah.
60% in the person. And their family and all this.
Yep.
Why? To see if this is the right product for you.
Right.
Right. And then 20% on their problem.
Right.
and then 10% on the product.
Right.
And then 10% on the process.
Makes sense.
So that's...
I think that's, you know, in real estate right now, that's something I've been pushing for years and talking to people, especially like, you know, a lot of these brokerages, they do the lead system where, oh, if you're new to real estate, you have to call leads and you're on the dialer or whatever. And, you know, there's such a lack of personal touch, I guess. Like there's a lot of selling.
Right.
You know, but there's not a lot of questions to like probe to find out why. And one of the easiest questions I had someone bring up to me, it was, I want to say it was a mortgage guy. I was actually probably the mortgage guy in Arizona. I went to visit Arizona when I was at Fairway Mortgage to visit this owner. He had three mortgage offices. Mm-hmm. All of them did over $1 billion a year.
Wow.
So I went there to learn. And, you know, the two things he told me that I'll never forget, thing one was, when you're calling a lead, you're calling anybody, a client or whatever, especially if you're calling like a Zillow lead where mm-hmm. there's an address attached, the easiest question you can ask is why this house? Why was this house the one that you clicked to get more information on?
Right.
And they will just, bleh. Yeah. Well, I have five kids and two dogs and four things and I need land. And they tell you everything without you having to be like, how many have bedrooms? Same. How many? And a lot of people ask the stupid questions like that. And I call them stupid questions because they are. How many bedrooms do you want? How many bathrooms do you want? Tell me why you need that many bedrooms. Why do you need that many bathrooms? Why do you need two living rooms? Why do you need a pool? And then they'll just kind of divulge more information than you can ask questions for. And then you can say, okay, based on what you've told me, I can read out all these areas because these all won't work. But a lot of people aren't taking the time to get to know the person. They're just looking at dollar signs and they're waiting. They're like, oh, I need to sell. I need to sell. I need to sell. I'm like, no,
they're
no.
Transactional.
And transactional.
This one, you know, we teach people how to do this and his team teaches them how to do it at a level in which millionaires will respond to.
We'll have a team question too. Yep. That's my last question to end it.
Yep. Yeah, because we are a little tight on time.
Okay,
so
sure.
I will lead you into if someone is like, yeah, I'm tired of selling $300,000 houses and making $9,000 after my splits. How do I get involved in this? And feel free to say it in Spanish because it'll be for those Spanish-speaking clients or agents on your team. How do they join you? How do they get a hold of you? How do they set up a time with you? Is there something going on that they can join in and see what the whole thing is about?
Absolutely. So, para esto que hablan español, right?
Yeah.
So lo que podemos hacer, me puedes contactar al 863-286-2577. Podemos set up un meeting together para poder y explicarte con más detalle todos los pormenores de este mercado. Y por WhatsApp puede ser el 863-412-1131 y podemos conectar con una cita para entonces poder reunirnos y explicarte con más detalle de este mercado.
And we'll put that in the show notes. So if you're like, what? I didn't have a pen. I didn't write that down.
Right.
We'll put it in the show notes. That was his phone number and right. his WhatsApp number. And then we'll put your email address in there as well, which is it's just Roberto Rodriguez team at gmail.com.
Yep. So it is easy. I mean, if you are just either starting in real estate, si estás comenzando in real estate, or you have experience in real estate and speak Spanish.
Yep.
I mean, it's going to cost you the same amount of effort and investment to prosper and market the local market mm-hmm. than this market, where you can make 10% commission.
Oh, my gosh.
7% commission.
I would drive for 4 hours to make that money.
You don't even have to drive.
No,
you don't
have to. That's crazy.
This year and a half, I went 3 times only to Miami.
That's what I was going to ask next.
Three times. Because some clients, and this is going to be my fourth, but for how much? Let's say he buys a $6 million.
No-brainer.
5% is $300,000 in one sale. And they give you half up front. I will drive to Miami.
Uh-huh. I will drive to Miami for
I will drive to California.
Yeah. Road trip.
You know, so those are the kind of commissions they pay here.
Like right.
I'll buy a plane ticket and rent a car. You know, I don't care.
Like you said, I forgot.
You forgot what I said. Like you said, but well, I forgot.
The last question I was going to ask before I forget is, did we go over how'd you come up with C5?
So C5 is, he joined C5. So C5 was already in existence. So but what does this stand for?
C5 is the team on EXP that specializes in the Latin American market.
Miami
and Orlando, because we have in Orlando too. But like I said, you just choose your product.
Yeah.
You want to sell $300,000 condos in Miami to Colombians? Sure. We have it.
Sure.
We have it, yeah.
Do it. I mean, people
and you make probably $30,000 in one sale.
Right.
You know.
That's not bad. I'll take it. Yeah. I'm not going to say no.
You know. But if you want to make 800,000, let me tell you, the first time, this is so exciting. The first time I went to the conference, their goal, because we make goals every 3 months, not for the whole year, right? Every 3 months. Agent goals was 600,000, 800,000, 500,000.
In 3 months?
For 3 months.
Oh, my God.
And when I heard that, I say, no, that's not, that's too good.
How are you going to do that?
I know. I would have said the same thing. I'd be like,
you guys are crazy. Okay. Yeah. This is a cult. Sure. I'm leaving.
In the line when we went to lunch, one of the breaks we went to lunch in the line, yeah. I was talking to my lady that invited me over. I say, this is too good to be true. How are you going to make 800,000 in 3 months? Not possible, you know.
I've never seen that,
you know. So a lady behind me or in front of her turned around. I didn't know her, she didn't know her either, and she said, believe it, I just got in 6 months ago, and I just put my first contract on the ELSER. That's one of the projects, right? And my commission is $97,000.
What?
So she's been doing it for 6 months.
Look at the
camera. She just said, yes, believe it.
My 3-month goal is learn Spanish. My 6-month goal is get a real estate license. My year goal is first 300,000.
I brought him on just so you'd learn Spanish with me. This was all his tactics.
And now that I'm experiencing it, you know,
now you
I say, true. Now I can speak. Now I can say yes. And I compare to finish this, I compare us, the agents, like I don't know this, like a little fish in the fish tank. Mm-hmm. We all are little fish here in the market, in the fish tank, swimming and here in the fish tank.
Yeah.
But like Nemo, when you go to the ocean,
he's swimming with the sharks.
Mm-hmm.
You see all this, and you say, what is this? I didn't know that this exists.
Song in our big right?
You sound like Julia right now. His wife's name is Julia, and she's very, very animated when she talks. And you sounded like her just then.
Yes. So, crazy. And it's shocking, to be honest. It's shocking. Because when you learn, like, your goal is 800,000 in 3 months.
Oh, my God.
It sounds wild.
My brain hurts. Now, C5 does this specifically, and they train you how to do it. Yep. You can join under Roberto as a local person if you're looking for a local person to be with. You have a couple people on your team, Gabby Hector.
Like a seven, yep.
And then a couple more, right? Yep. And then even if you're not here, you can join with Roberto and then under C5 have access to all the training plus everything that Roberto has come to know. He can also be that one-on-one contact with
and
you.
And to all team, like there's expert teams, like the accountants, like the attorneys, like immigration attorneys. When you get a client, like the guy that just bought me a $16 million condo, that guy in the conversation that we had a couple of days ago, last week, on Friday or Thursday, he said, Roberto, you know what? The situation here in Ecuador is pretty difficult, blah, blah, blah. So how can I bring my family and leave?
That's
her?
Crazy.
I want to live in my apartment.
That makes so much sense. I would invest even more money for
so
that.
So good.
Right.
And I say, absolutely. I can help you. I can help you too. So we have programs, and I explain a little bit, very briefly. Yep. You know, he say, okay, perfect. So, but look at this. When you sell one of those U.S. residences, let's say, you make like a $60,000 commission extra. Because those projects also pay you to bring the client.
Oh, my gosh.
There we go.
I mean, it is like an ocean. Like a little fish when it's in the fish tank and go out to the ocean and say, wow.
That's a great analogy.
Didn't know.
Yeah, they don't
but
know.
You need
they
to go
know.
Out to the ocean with your school. Right. Your little school of fish.
The Roberto School of
Roberto
Fish.
Roberto School
right, right.
Of Real Estate Fish.
Real Estate Fish in Miami.
In Miami, oh, Orlando, man. Yeah.
Well, thank That's you great. So much for being on here and talking about this. Like, I feel like I have learned a lot. And I mean, the reason that this fits for Spanish-speaking agents mm-hmm. is because you have the trust of the client when you are speaking their native right. language.
Correct.
And that's why it works so well, whereas someone that doesn't speak Spanish, it doesn't come off the same. Mm-hmm. So learn Spanish with me.
Yes.
Come on my journey with me right. and Melvin.
And come and join our team.
Join Roberto.
I'm going to start
yeah, I'm sure they have teams, too, in other languages. I can imagine, like European, German. Like
this. Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah,
they
I'm that's sure. Crazy. I'm sure they...
I never even thought about this until today.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Never
right?
crossed my mind.
Now
I'm learning Spanish.
Never.
I'm downloading Duolingo.
In 3 months. That's your...
Right
no,
now.
Duo died. You have to right? download...
Oh, Duo's dead? He really died for real? For I thought that was just a Twitter thing. They were just...
And look at me.
Ay, Dios mío.
I'm pretty bad. I've been telling you always, I'm pretty bad at technology.
Right? But you're doing
he
good.
He does say that.
And I'm selling.
Yeah.
So...
Because
and I have
reasonable.
And a great technology team.
Yeah, that's it. You have to have the people behind you.
You have
yeah.
to have the people behind.
Yeah.
We have the social
Find who's
media
good
team
at what they're good at and lean on them.
That are putting all the campaigns and telling those what to do.
And know? Then you
that's
do
perfect.
It.
And they do it.
Just listen. Just do it.
Just yeah. listen. Yes. That's good.
We're changing Nike's so, logo from just do it to just listen.
Just listen. Right.
And then
just
do it.
Listen. And then do it.
And doing do it.
Yeah. Well, I love it.
Awesome. Yep. Awesome. If you're listening and you're like, I want more information, I want to know how to do this, I want to know if it's real, definitely speak with Roberto and his mm-hmm. team. He is here local in Lakeland is where he lives, mm-hmm. but he is, like he said, all over Florida. He can help you anywhere in the country or the world.
Yes,
you don't even
yes.
have to be
no.
in the United States.
We have
States.
Agents in Colombia. We have agents yeah. in Spain. We have agents. And look at these guys. Look at these guys. From Spain and from Colombia, they sell in Miami and they don't live here.
That's crazy.
And you guys live here.
Literally.
3 hours away from Miami.
You can do it.
You can do it. You can do it, too. If That's they can crazy. Do it from Colombia, they can do it from Italy, they can do it from Spain.
That's wild.
And they live over there. They don't live here.
Right. You're boots on the ground. You have an advantage.
And sure do. Wow.
So you also can do it.
Okay.
I like
well.
It.
Thank you note. Again so much.
Thank you guys for sharing this.
Yeah.
We will catch up on the next episode.
Awesome.
Sounds like a plan. Right. Appreciate you.
Thank you. You too, guys.
Real good. Do
Take
good.
Care.
Right. See you next time.
Good. All right.
That's the last call for this round of Rebrew with Melvin and KJ and Milestone 2. From Tampa's breweries to deals done right, we'll catch you next time. Cheers.